Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
And joining us now, Ken Boone from the Weather Channel. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. This is probably, you know, a spring storm, last one of the season, I would guess. After this, we're probably not going to see any more snow. But break it down for us in this area, because I'm hearing reports of, you know, we just heard Jamie Whitten doing the weather, the roads. We heard, you know, there are accidents around because of icing. There are other places that are still seeing rain. So where is the line here?
Yeah, well, first of all, we certainly hope this would be the last storm. We've seen quite a bit of storm activity here with this being our basically fourth nor'easter in the last 3 weeks. So hopefully this is the end. But as we take a look at this storm, we certainly still have a little bit of warm air in there. So we could certainly see some areas of some freezing rain and drizzle in and around the district and mainly south. But once you get kind of towards north of the district, outside the Beltway, especially north and west, it's already snowing in places. As it continues, this system continues to move over us, we're going to see it get colder. So we are going to see everybody kind of change over to snow here pretty quickly this morning as the dynamics really get going with this storm.
As the predictions here have been, you know, we've heard a lot over the last 24 hours of what to expect. And as things settle in now, what are the targets in terms of actual snowfall today?
Sure. Well, I think we're going to see in general anywhere between about 4 to 8 inches of snow falling in the district. Once you get northwest of the Beltway, I do think we are going to certainly see some higher snowfall amounts getting up towards Loudoun County, Frederick County up in Maryland. We could see a foot or more of snow in those places. What's going to happen is we have low pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere. That's producing the snow, if you were to look at a radar, back out west of us, West Virginia, back over into parts of Ohio and Kentucky. That's going to swing in and kind of help develop that low off the coast later today and really strengthen it. And just how strong it gets, where the high and the heavy banding of snow kind of set up with that storm system is going to be the real key. And right now it looks like those heavy bands are going to be just north of the district, but we're still going to see a pretty good amount of snow in and around the D.C. area.
So what happens if it's still, because right now there's still some light rain out there, and then you said we're going to make a pretty quick changeover to snow. Does all of that freeze, or is it going to keep the road surface is going to stay warmer, so we're not going to have to worry about it as much?
Well, there is certainly the possibility of freezing, and there could potentially be in some areas some ice underneath the snow when it falls. But I think everybody's going to change over to all snow. But either way, there is certainly going to be certainly some treacherous road conditions out there throughout the day. And areas that see the heavier snow are just going to get more and more precipitation. But it wouldn't surprise me if there would be some areas, because we are seeing some freezing drizzle and some freezing light rain in spots this morning, that could get kind of a glazing of ice underneath all of that snow.
Lovely.
What time would it make sense for people to get their shovels out and not be wasting their time? Because as I often do during snowstorms, my habit is I'll go out midway through the storm and begin shoveling, and then a good 15 minutes later, all of my work is gone. So it turns out that was wasted time. Probably.
Yeah, we're probably mid to late afternoon at best. I mean, once we get towards the evening rush hour, I think things will start to calm down. It probably won't taper to an end until probably in the 8 to 10 o'clock range tonight, but I think the heavy snow will probably be over by mid to late afternoon.
Well, that's perfect then. This could turn out to be perfectly planned.
In what sense? How is it perfect?
Well, perfectly planned because if it ends before the evening rush, mm-hmm. the most of the heavy snow, and they're already treating the roads, because driving in this morning, I noticed that a lot of the roads were already treated.
Yeah.
So that means they're going to get ahead of it, which means that you should, in theory, have an okay drive in and an okay drive home. So that works. That's the perfect timing of the storm.
I don't know about this theory, Mary Walter.
All right. So.
I guess it's a good theory. But like I said, that low pressure and where it develops and how strong it gets is going to be the real key to just how long the snow goes and when we see the heaviest snow. But right now, things are indicating that mid to late afternoon, I think the heaviest snow will start to taper off. But it will not be until after sunset before the snow is completely done.
Gotcha. Well, I'm trying to look for on the bright side.
I hear you.
See, and Ken, no offense, we love you dearly, but hopefully we will not be speaking to you again about snow.
I hope not. I'm ready for spring. I mean, spring's officially here, but this is certainly no way to usher in spring.
Yeah, and isn't Washington, D.C. On the low end for snow? Like, we didn't get any this year.
Exactly. I mean, normally average a little over 11 inches of snow, and I think we've seen about 3.5 inches, give or take a little bit. So, yes, well under what we would typically see from seasonal snowfall.
Why is that? Because I noticed we kept getting these predictions of, oh, we're going to get a couple of inches of snow, and then nothing. Typical D.C., over-promising and under-delivering.
Yeah. Well, February, the month of February spent most of the time actually with above-average temperatures, so that was one part of it. And then these last several storms actually just missed to the north, where we didn't see a lot of snow out of these last several nor'easters, but as you went further north, they got more of the snow. So I don't know if it was luck of the draw or timing or what with the previous storms. We just didn't see that much snowfall, but I do think the above-average temperatures we had in most of February were probably a big reason why we didn't see as much snow.
Does that put us in a drought situation? Because I know a lot of times we need the snow.
I don't think we're quite into a drought situation. I mean, I don't know off the top of my head exactly where we are, but I don't think we're in that quite yet. As I take a look, I'm trying to pull it up here on my computer. Let's see. We are a little under an inch below normal precipitation-wise, okay. So we're pretty good from that standpoint.
All right, good.
Well, Ken Boone, thank you so much. Enjoy your last snowstorm of the season. I know this is
okay,
a big deal for you weather geeks. I got it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you joining us.
Yes. No problem.
And look out for Mary in her tank later this afternoon. It's always good conditions for her tank.
That's right. 543 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.